This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing that I have no enjoyment in whatsoever, Shady sometimes does, is breaking bad news.
You've got issues. We've got tissues. Not the happy kind.
Exactly. And that's why people come to us, because sometimes it's just way too hard to break that bad news. And today we have Mike on the phone. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, honey. So tell us what's going on.
Well, I've been married to my beautiful, wonderful wife, Dana, for 8 years. And, you know, for the last two or three, I've been complaining about my job a lot. I hate my job. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably a lot of listeners can empathize with that.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I've been talking about wanting to move out of the country and just start something fresh, you mm-hmm. know,
right.
And enjoy my life. And, you know, it's something that she was never super into, you know, it was just kind of all talk. But a couple of days ago, I had a really rough day at work, and I bought a ticket, and I just left.
Oh.
And
what?
So you're not even in the States right now.
No, I'm in Copenhagen.
Oh.
Wait, you literally just left the country with your wife at home?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, I expected her to catch up to me.
Oh, my gosh. So she has no idea that you did this?
No, not yet. That's why I need you guys' help to kind of break that news, because I don't know how she's going
to You want us to break the bad news that you're calling from the Copenhagen airport, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is your plan here for her to move or to giddy up on that? Or are you like leaving your wife?
No, I need her. I need my wife with me. I admittedly, I kind of jumped the gun, but what I need her to do is just kind of get the wheels in motion for selling our assets in the States. And I want to, you know, start a life as an expat.
May I ask how long you've been married?
8 years.
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
we were
mean,
together for three before that.
Right.
Huh.
Do you have animals?
We have a cat.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
What about the cat?
Yeah.
What about the cat?
Okay, I'm sure the cat will love Denmark.
Well, all right. Well, so, okay. Well, this is pretty shocking, because this is going to be a big blow to your wife, especially because I'm sure you have a house to take care of. You have an animal to take care of, and you just went up and left and said, to heck with all of you. Come on and move.
It was a real hard day.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, listen, when we call, you'll be able to hear us. She will not, but of course, we'll chime in when we feel like you need to dig yourself out of this one. So good luck to you.
Okay. Jump in as soon as you can, please.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Hi, honey. How's the camping trip going?
Oh, my.
Things are, there was a kind of a change of plans, honey. When I left work, I ended up going to the airport. And,
what?
I took a flight. I canceled the camping trip with the guys, and I'm in Copenhagen right now.
Oh my gosh, you're going to freak out.
You're where?
Copenhagen? Denmark?
Sure.
You know, I showed you all those pictures.
Mike, what are you doing in Copenhagen?
Well, I thought you could come out here and join me. I think this is where we belong, honey.
Oh my god.
This is our future.
Are you kidding me, Mike?
Oh no.
Yeah, well, I wanted to come out here early just to, you know, get a feel for the place, but it really feels right, and I think I'd like you to come out.
Okay. Mike, come on. I knew that you've been unhappy at work, but seriously, you just get on a plane without talking to me and just make this huge decision about our lives? Our friends and our family are here, Mike.
Well, I got a price alert. I got a great price alert.
Drop everything I have and move there on a whim for you? How are we going
to
make any money? Copenhagen isn't cheap. Do you have a job lined up? What are you thinking about? Listen,
when we sell the house,
old enough to
when
be going
we sell the house,
like
we'll
crisis
get a,
right now, Michael.
A couple hundred.
What is going
oh,
on?
She said Michael. She said Michael.
Honey, please just slow down and listen to me. You're gonna love it out here, and when we sell the house, we can find a great rental. I found the place is online. We can get a place.
Right. Let's, he's clearly digging it.
Hey.
Hi, Dana.
Hi. What's up?
Who is this?
Hi, Dana. Well, you don't know us, but Mike does because he asked us to help break this amazing, horrible news to you. It's Kristen.
Are you some of his new Copenhagen friends?
Yes, we are. No, yes, we are.
No, don't make her more mad.
We are his friend, though.
We are his friends. We're not in Copenhagen, though. We're here in Madtown.
We're in Madtown. It's Krista and Shady from Krista and the Morning Rush on 93 Run Jams. You're on the radio.
Yes.
Yay.
You had radio station call me, Mike?
Well, Mike, you just saw Mike.
I knew it'd be a little upsetting.
Oh, Michael. Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, no Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
How would you feel if I was in New Zealand and just called you and was like, hey, honey, drop literally everything you've ever known and come on over here because I decided on a whim that this is everything. I'm making all decisions for our life right now.
All right, really quick. Yeah, Mike, I'm going to defend you really quick because guys are dumb. We're dumb. We're so dumb. And one of the things that I could see maybe where you were coming from, did you kind of like go out there and feel it out and you were like, hey, you know what? It's really nice. I'm just going to have her come out here right now. And we're just going to do this thing. Right. And that's
well, you know, I researched it on the internet, but I'm still at the airport.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Because I would just recommend that, you know, you are married, so you really can't just do these things, where you're up and leave your wife with all the bills and all the headache of knowing what to do. Because, Mike, you need to come back.
Come back home.
Well, we've got everything.
You better be on the next
auto bill pay.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious. Auto bill pay? Do you have it all set up?
Yeah, we've been using it for years.
But wait,
all we have to do
right,
is call
Mike, but the thing that's not auto is how we make that money to put into that bank
account,
pay those bills.
Mike, did you think about that? Did you think about how you're going to pay your bills? I mean, Dana, I'm assuming, has a job. Is she supposed to just quit her job?
They have Uber here.
And then we both have jobs, and how do we live in Denmark?
My gosh.
They have Ubers
here. You could always, I guess, go to the red light district up in Amsterdam. It's not too far and work.
Do you want them to get divorced? Because that will occur.
Oh, well, you guys, this sounds like you guys have some really key marital issues to work out here, because that's...
Just depending on where they live geographically.
We have a great marriage. We're just not happy where we live.
All right, well...
And I'll tell you, everybody is as friendly as can be.
Oh, my God, I love you. I really do. I want you to come back.
Bring me back some of those wooden shoes.
Everyone loves where they go on vacation.
True.
It's because they don't live there. They're not working. Right. They're not having to pay bills.
She's so good.
They haven't gone through winter yet.
Yeah.
Like, honey, I'm happy to, like, talk with you about changing your career.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, maybe relocate so we can be, you know, in a different area... or something, but
do you want to go to New Zealand?
Oh my God!
Talking to your wife about it is literally insane. Yeah. I wish you had bought a sports car. I could handle the sports car, but you just left the country.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Jump the gun.
Please
on that
come
one
home.
There,
please come home.
But a Mazda Miata is not going to fix my life, honey.
You need to come home.
A Mazda Miata. You know what? I like Dana. I can totally see why you married Mike. But listen, Mike, you have to come home now. Okay, it's time to come home. It's time to have dinner.
No, you can go back out to Copenhagen, you know, after you come home and you talk about it, maybe.
Yeah.
But at
like
least
an
come
adult
home.
With your wife.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, it'd probably be a lot cheaper for me just to catch a flight to New Zealand. And
all right.
There.
Okay. We're not going to help you out. All right. Well, you know what? The best of luck to you guys, okay?
Oh,
sorry, Dana. We can't help you out with Mike.
It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is time to feel fit and fabulous on your Friday. It's a remarkable time that we have to celebrate us ladies in general to feel good inside and out. And the girls that always I feel great around are my lovely co-hosts of Girl Talk, of course, on Channel 57. Give it up to my girl, Jessa Jeremiah, General Manager of Wisconsin 57. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Krista and listeners. Glad to be here.
Yeah, love it. Also, beautiful Janet Crescent, my other amazing co-host. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having us both here.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And then it's such a treat for me because I spend every week with him, my boy, my personal trainer, Hans, master trainer at Pinnacle Health and Fitness. What's going on, my man?
Krista, it's great to be back with you ladies. Janet, nice to have you here.
Yay!
Hey, you know, I loved SNL's Hans and Franz. This is a delight to actually have Hans to pump us up.
For sure.
I've never heard that at work. I've never heard that Hans and Franz.
I know. I couldn't resist. It's so awful.
He's heard it all the time. So I love that. So yeah, it's really great to have you back here, Hans. A lot of people have been really happy about the Hans Fit and Fabulous Facebook group that you put together. Of course, this is an opportunity, ladies, that I share with you because I want to share my life with you. And that's to get fit. Thanks to my boy Hans for free. So make sure you get in on this. So let's talk about the last time you were here, Hans. We talked about the Faithful Four, which was amazing. And it's about, you know, getting great exercises. But what's next now?
Yeah. So like you said, the Faithful Four is push-ups, sit-ups, squats, and lunges. Now, it's the basics. It's where you start. It's kind of where it requires no equipment, and that's why I started there. But really, when I thought about this Fit and Fab segment, I thought about today's topic. And so, but I knew not everybody was ready for today's topic, and that's why I introduced the Faithful Four. So if you haven't done the Faithful Four, go back and look at the Facebook group. But if you've been doing it a couple weeks, the next step is absolutely what most women are not doing in the gym, and that is strength training.
Strength training.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge fan, but why strength training?
Why strength training? Well, really, when women come to me in the gym, often they're looking for weight loss, or at minimum, they're looking for weight management. They're saying, Hans, as I get older, it's just harder to keep the weight off. What should I do? And the number one thing to increase or to keep that weight off is weight management is increasing your metabolism. And frankly, the number one way to increase your metabolism is to do strength training. And here's why. This gets a little bit heady, but muscle mass takes more calories to keep alive than fat. Muscle mass takes more calories than fat. So if I take your body frame and I put 5 pounds of muscle on it, you are going to be burning more calories throughout the day than if you didn't have that muscle mass. Hmm. So I don't know what you guys know about metabolism, but it's kind of, it's thrown out a lot. People think their metabolism is set. It's absolutely not set. If you increase your muscle mass, you will increase your metabolism. That's what most women are after.
So we can eat more cookies if we have more muscle. I'm pointing at Janet.
Yes, what? I don't know what she's talking about.
Jessa, that is super interesting. You said that. Yes, you. I'm not going to say the cookies part, but you absolutely can eat more. So many people do enjoy eating. And if you strength train and add muscle mass, you actually do have permission to eat a little bit more because your body is going to be able to process those calories better.
Yeah, this is a good learning experience for me. I do have a gym membership, but 90% of the time that I'm in the gym, I'm doing cardio and not doing a whole lot of strength training. So let's talk for folks out there that do have a gym membership that are in kind of my same boat. How do you get started? It's sometimes intimidating
and
to
walk
over to the weight.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump in because I do strength training, and 9 times out of 10, I'm the only gal in the weight room, or one of two or three. So seldom are there other girls.
And can I just say how amazing, too, by Janet? She has amazing arms, so you can tell when girls do strength training.
Yeah. You can tell when women do strength training, absolutely. And by the way, sometimes women are fearful that they're going to get big and bulky. That's not the case. So if we want to talk about that later, I'm happy to talk about it. But Jessa, that's a great point. When women come into the gym, they either go get on a treadmill, or they go into a group exercise class, or they get a mat and they start doing core and plank and crunches and all that stuff, thinking that, hey, weight management means burning calories.
You just named the only things I ever do at the gym.
Which is why we are here. You and me and Janet are going to make this thing happen. Krista's already been there. So, yeah, that's where most people spend their time. And why? Because when you go in, you're absolutely burning calories when you do that cardio or aerobic training. But if you spent that same amount of time strength training, what you're going to do is build muscle mass. And like I said, that muscle is going to require more calories throughout the day. When you're working out, Jessa, let's say that you're working out for 1 hour. There are how many hours in a day?
24.
Excellent job at your math.
It is early.
Now, you work out for 1 hour, you're going to burn calories. Absolutely. But once you're done working out, you are done burning calories for that exercise. Mm. On the other hand, if you did strength training like Krista and Janet and I do, that muscle mass is going to require caloric expenditure, big phrase, caloric expenditure for the other 23 hours in the day, which means your metabolism is up and it's a better strategy long term, which is what we're here for, long term is a better strategy for weight management. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I feel like this is an intervention.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's a good one.
You know, and also it does give shape to people's bodies. Just losing weight is not going to necessarily give you shape to your arms, your legs, your torso, and all that too.
I have found some super interesting things on Facebook as far as ladies who will, you know, I know it's one of those before and after pictures, but you'll see women at a certain weight and then they start strength training and then you see the later picture and it's the same weight, but they look thinner because you're exactly right, Janet. Your muscle mass tones everything up. It tightens things up. And again, you're essentially exchanging fat for muscle. Are you putting on muscle? Yes. But it's better for the body and it does change the shape. And that's a big thing for a lot of women.
Okay. So what about folks that don't have the gym membership? What can they do? They can do your four.
The Faithful Four.
The Faithful Four. But what else?
So, all right. So if you don't have a gym membership, what I suggest is that you do, you know, if you're ready to take the next step in your health and fitness, you need to invest a little bit. And what I'm asking or what I'm suggesting to your audience is you purchase three things. You purchase 2 15-pound dumbbells and 1 30-pound dumbbells. Now,
that's heavier than I expected.
And is that at a local store? How do you?
You can buy the. I was actually looking at online. I prefer kettlebells for various reasons. You know, weight is weight. You can absolutely go to a local store and get them, but you can also, you know, challenge your Amazon delivery guy to bring.
It.
He will really love you for that. But you know, 215 pounds means you're going to do a dumbbell bench press and a single arm row, and with the 30-pounder, you're going to do squats. Now, just like last week, I'm going to do a video on this later today and show you how to do all of these things. And I'll describe what you're saying, Janet, of if you grab these two. I can't necessarily give a general prescription to everybody about what to buy, but here's my challenge to you. Pick two weights that are going to be a challenge for you for the exercises that I'm suggesting. Dumbbell bench press and single arm row, I'll describe in the video. Bicep curl and tricep pushdowns, I'll describe in the video. And squat. And as you know, Janet, squat 30 pounds, probably not enough. But Jessa, heavier than you think? Yes. But to be honest, you can lift more than you think
you're
you can.
Stronger than you think you are.
You're a mother, for God's sake.
I know.
Carry children.
Point. But quality versus quantity, you know, a lot of those classes, you're doing lots and lots of reps on a lower weight. And that's kind of what I've gotten accustomed to. Mm. So that sounds like a lot of weight to
me. And it absolutely benefits health and fitness. But it probably doesn't increase muscle mass the way that I'm suggesting. So I'm not doing anything to take away from those classes, but I don't want to confuse those classes with strength training.
Sure.
I love it. So again, phenomenal, letting us know how we can feel better and look better. And we just appreciate so much, Hans, for you to come in and let us know what we need to do with the strength training to get ourselves nice and ripped. What woman doesn't want to look toner and stronger?
I feel more fit already.
Woo!
I'm going to go have a cookie.
I'm going to have a cookie. There you have it. Again, our Fit and Fabulous segment with Hans. Definitely you want to get hooked up on his Fit and Fabulous Facebook group. We're all part of it. You can get yourself trained for free, ladies. This is what I'm talking about. Talking to Hans on a daily basis with your questions, with your body. We're all built differently. So make sure you do that. I'll put that up too on our 931 Jams page.
Do.
Absolutely. Again, thank you, Jessa, Janet, and Hans. It's all about Fit and Fabulous. Until next time, Hans, we'll be talking to you.
See you guys later.
All right, you guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Love you.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.